Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the fourth day of November 2013. Hope you had a great weekend. Where did that rain come from, Rose? I mean, it just sort of appeared, and I slept through it. Woke up, and there were puddles everywhere. I mean, it was nice. Really freshened the air up. Really helped make for a very nice, pleasant Sunday. We are live 12:04 each weekday, 12:04 to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Tucson's intelligent voice. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we post the program to buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, tucsoncitizen.com. Also links at the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, a blog for Arizona. And our latest linker, our latest media partner, is Inside Tucson Business. So we thank them for becoming a Buckmaster Show media partner. During the noon hour, we'll have our Monday political face-off commentators Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. Then we're going to spend a half an hour with Colonel Martha McSally, Republican candidate for United States House of Representatives from Arizona's 2nd Congressional District. If you have a comment or question for Martha, please call at 12:30. But in the meantime, Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, of course, are always welcome. Always welcome your comments and questions at 790-2040. We also invite you to become a member, a friend of the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook page. The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Yes, Moe makes house calls. Saw him out and about in the van the other day. He had been, I'm sure, at someone's home doing all the measuring and getting ready to do all the hanging. I don't know if that's the proper way to put it, but
picture set.
Yeah, picture placement. There you go, picture placement. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show Bruce Ash, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, former state and local chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Before we went on the air, we were talking a little football, that this Arizona team, Paul and Bruce, actually not half bad, 6-2 on the season, and the big game is coming up, UCLA, Saturday night.
Yeah. If we can take care of business with Washington State and pull an upset on UCLA or ASU, I don't think we have much of a chance against Oregon. But if we do, that's going to be a real successful season, I think.
Yeah.
I agree. It's refreshing to see the kids playing so well. And I had actually lost track that the game was on Saturday afternoon and was checking the Arizona Daily Star website to see when the game started and found it had been already completed and they won. And for the first time in my life, I was the first guy to comment. And I said, these guys are pretty good. They're down.
Yeah. I mean, and Kadeem Carey.
Yeah, he's a force. And
is he a junior?
Sophomore. Yeah.
He's a junior.
Oh, he's a junior?
But I have a feeling the NFL will take him next year.
Yeah, that's kind of what you would think anyway. Well, we always like to talk a little sports to start off the face-off because we can usually get the
Sox guy, win.
The guys to agree.
Sox win.
Anyway, Bruce and Paul, in case you didn't notice, we have a city election tomorrow. This has kind of been a sleeper, hasn't it, Paul?
A little bit. I don't think there's quite the issues that have been in the past. And I think Richard Fimbres has got some competition. I think he wins that race easily. The race everybody's been watching is Karen Ulick and Ben Bueller Garcia. And I know a number of independent committees have been established on Ben Bueller Garcia and the Republican side to try to beat Karen Ulick. There's a group out of a Tea Party group out of Sahorita that's putting money in. There's a political action committee created by the Arizona Republican Party, Phoenix politicians trying to influence our elections as usual. And then Ben Bueller Garcia is going to outspend Karen Ulick in aggregate by quite a bit. However, All the returns so far show that the Democrats have 31,000 ballots already in the bank to only 18,000 by Republicans, with about 15,000, I think, or 14,000 by independents. And unless there's huge crossover voting, which I don't think is going to happen, I think Karen wins that race.
And we certainly want to urge everyone who has a ballot to take those ballots to the polling place, Bruce Ash.
Let's not forget that the public sector unions have played a very influential role in this campaign. They have been out gathering votes and walking from house to house because Karen Ulick is their person in City Hall. There's a serious pension problem. We're facing the same sort of issue that Phoenix is facing with all of the intended problems of potential, I won't call it bankruptcy because that might be over the top as a comment, but we certainly do have quite a battle in front of us with over a $1.1 billion contingent liability. And a vote for Karen Ulick is a vote for the status quo and no resolution to the city pension problem, no chance of reform.
And I disagree with that. I mean, one, I will say the public safety unions, who normally endorse the Republicans, the firefighters have endorsed Karen Ulick.
They don't normally endorse the Republicans,
yeah, they do.
Paul.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
And I've been involved in city politics a long time. They always do in the recent years. And the Tucson Police Union is also just staying on the sidelines in this race and not taking sides. So I think that tells you that Karen should win this race. The other thing I would say is, you know, Rio Nuevo was a big issue in recent years. But now that downtown really is starting to pick up and take off and our economy is rebounding in Tucson, I think the Tucson city government is not as much the issue as it used to be, and incumbents should do well in this race. So I think that's what's going to happen. And you know, the mail-in ballots that are already in the bank seem to indicate that.
And there was no Green Party candidate this time around.
Yeah, right. I mean, one of the things that made it so difficult for Karen 4 years ago, where Ben Bueller Garcia almost beat her, was that a good portion of votes went to the Green Party candidate in that race on the more, I guess, liberal side of things, and took those votes away from Karen. I think that isn't an issue this time, and I think Karen wins comfortably.
Paul would like to paper over the severe economic issues facing Tucson. I pointed out the pension problem, the growth in jobs, the rate of wage growth. These are all significant factors. Our kids are graduating from the University of Arizona and they're leaving town because there are no good jobs for them and very few opportunities for startups that exist in the current environment at City Hall. There is a need for change. Ben Bueller Garcia clearly is that voice of change and for reform. If Karen Ulick has taken 8 years to hit her stride, I would hate to see what the next 4 years might be with Karen Ulick at the city council quietly manipulating what our city government is up to.
I disagree. I think this city council, especially after the election of Mayor Rothschild, is very pro-business and, you know,
Name two major accomplishments, pro-business, that have occurred.
Let me say it all you want, but just tell us what is
a big success.
Some of the things – I'm not saying problems have – there aren't problems out there.
But you can't point to any successes.
But some of these problems have been endemic in
There are no successes, right?
Some point to downtown?
Yeah. I mean that's been a huge success. It's starting to really – do well.
Yeah,
down
if you
there.
Want a bunch of baristas and bartenders, it's a great place. Thank you.
They're business people too, and those are jobs too.
Those are not the kind of jobs that Tucson aspires to, Paul.
You made a point that wages are difficult in this town, as well as employment opportunities. That's been the case my entire life in Tucson, and these are problems that we need to face and challenge.
And for the last 25 years, Democrats have run City Hall.
And I thought, no, not all those years.
Yes, they have, Paul. You know that.
I think Mayor Rothschild.
How many years?
It's been over 25 years. Thank you.
I think Mayor Rothschild and this city council is starting to step up to that.
And he's trying, and he needs some real partners at the city council in order to do that.
And Karen
Ulick,
that.
And Karen Ulick has been a detraction to Mayor Rothschild's attempts to take the city in another direction. And as long as Karen Ulick is on the city council, that is impossible to happen.
I disagree with that.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't expect you to think any differently, but I hope that voters will use their own common sense in deciding what direction they want Tucson to take.
The only thing that people seem to be upset with her in the business community is the fact that she won't let developers take homes in neighborhoods near the university and turn them into the student dorms. And
I
think that's a sound policy decision by Karen Ulick and the city council. So I don't see anything else that's anti-business about Karen Ulick.
And we have Mayor Rothschild, Rose, don't we? That's all lined up. Yes, we got Mayor Rothschild on the show on our Friday Focus interview. This might be a good time to take a breather here, take a break on the Monday face-off. We will be right back on the Buckmaster Show. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Immerse yourself in the wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 36% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass will be available for a limited time and is brought to you in partnership with UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit these science wonders today with the new UA SciPass.
Looking for a family-friendly outing? Gather up the kids and head to the Desert Museum for the Beth Nielsen Chapman Concert on November 16th.
The greatest journey you'll ever find.
After the concert, enjoy Mighty Sky Night when the museum stays open till 10 p.m. for astronomy-inspired activities and nocturnal animal presentations. Chapman is an internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter. Songs from her Parents' Choice award-winning album, The Mighty Sky, use melodies and lyrics to highlight the wonders of the solar system.
Listen up, children, got a story to tell. There's music out in space ringing clear as a bell.
Chapman will also perform her biggest hits, like This Kiss and Happy Girl, made famous by Faith Hill and Martina McBride. Tickets for this musical adventure are only $10 for children and $20 for adults for the 3 p.m. matinee performance. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to desertmuseum.org and click on the Mighty Sky icon.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small midsize business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to our Monday political face-off on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. If you have any framing needs, really there should be no doubt in your mind that this is the cream of the crop for any kind of framing that you need. Moe and his family can certainly take care of any of your needs and come back. What you will get back is a museum quality piece. No
Mo's the bomb.
Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Mo's the bomb.
Mo?
He's the bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He really knows what he's doing.
Are you like 20 now again, Bruce?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom, and they obviously disagree certainly about the election. Tomorrow, city election. What about these changes to our election laws? Paul Eckerstrom, really the last successful referendum drive was back in 1998, and these changes were something that in the last few minutes of the legislative session, the lawmakers passed these changes, and now voters are going to have a chance to say they like it or no.
Yeah, the legislation that passed the legislature is anti-democratic in a sense that it makes it much more difficult to put an initiative on the ballot in terms of getting the signatures. It makes it more difficult to vote by mail. It makes it almost impossible for a Libertarian or a Green Party or an independent candidate to get on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the Republican power structure up in the legislature that doesn't want third-party candidates to be running, especially with the burgeoning amount of people who are declaring themselves independents across the nation and in Arizona. That doesn't seem right to me, even though I'm a Democrat and I'm affiliated with a party. But I think an independent should be able to get on the ballot just as easily as a Democrat or Republican. And ultimately, the coalition that put this together to get an initiative on the ballot to reject that legislation, I think it was a coalition of Green Party people, Libertarians, Independents, a lot of folks, I think are doing the right thing. And I think it's going to pass, and it'll shoot down that legislation that the legislature passed in the last session.
What will the legislature – Bruce, do you think that the legislature might make some changes even before this initiative?
Yeah, this is much about nothing.
It is?
The legislature will come back in the session next year. They will make some dramatic changes to the law. It will, in essence, nullify the need for the referendum to be on the ballot, and that will be that.
Well, why did they do it in the first place?
Well, I think, as Paul pointed out accurately, it was one of the few accurate facts that he was able to transmit.
Is that the only concession that you will give Mr. Eckerstrom today?
Because I think it's interesting.
How was I accurate?
I think it's interesting that amongst many of the misstatements that Paul made just a moment ago, he failed to disclose that the Democrat Party is the third party in Arizona behind Republicans, who far outnumber the Democrats, and Independents, who far outnumber Democrats, and it's Democrat voter strength that has not been increasing.
So Democrats have been falling behind.
The point is that
Independents aren't a party.
They're
independents because they don't want to be part of a party.
They're worse because they're embarrassed with what the Democrats are doing. There are several different bills that were amalgamated. And this is sort of what happens when you're at the sausage factory, you know, in the last days of operation.
Actually, these things, last hours.
These things got put together, and the legislature and the governor's office is conscious of the issues and will take the proper action. And that's provided that a court doesn't throw out the referendum to begin with. There is that possibility at the present time. There seems to be some valid questions with respect to petition passers, much like the case where the Tucson pension referendum was thrown off the ballot regarding the legal status of petition passers. But I think at the end day, this will be taken care of at the legislative level next session.
And I, Bill? It probably wouldn't have been taken care of unless this initiative was started and,
no,
and put
there,
on the ballot.
No, there really, no, there really
the
was.
The legislature would have said, yeah, fine, we'll just keep what we tried to do and keep it quiet and make people's voting rights and, yeah, and things go away.
No, I said, Bruce, why did they do it in the first place?
No, I appreciate Paul's concern, and, and it's valid. And there were several Republicans in the party and in the legislature who were concerned because – these things all got thrown together, and it does go against party principles. You know, Paul talked about this being anti-democratic. I'm not sure if he means big D or little d. In this particular case, I suspect Paul is more interested in his own party.
I'm not. No, I mean, I actually, these things would help the Democratic Party just like they help the Republican Party. I just don't think it's a good thing to do for our democracy. And I don't like the fact that the power structure in the Republican Party and the legislature decided they'd try to do this power grab and take people's voting rights away and their ability to get initiatives on the ballot to thwart some of the things that they do, like this particular initiative. It makes it much more difficult to put an initiative on the ballot. That piece of legislation makes it difficult. And that, I think that's just anti-democratic. Democratic in its sense, and I don't think people are going to go for it, and they're going to vote to reject that piece of legislation the legislature passed. But if Bruce is right, the legislature backs off of it. The reason they're backing off is because the people put this on the ballot. That's why.
I'm not sure that Paul's being consistent. We pointed out it's been nearly 20 years since any initiative, citizen initiative, has made it to the ballot like this, and. You know, it's because the laws are difficult to meet the thresholds. This one did. We'll see what happens. I think the legislature will act responsibly. And for any of you Democrats that are listening in, I know that we all love to hear Democrats complain about what the people up in Maricopa County are always doing to Pima County. I will remind all the listeners that when we had more Republican lawmakers from here in Pima County was treated far better than what they are today, because with a Democrat majority from Pima County going to a Republican-dominated legislature in Phoenix, very little will happen in order to benefit Pima County and the Democrats who are here. They don't get bills heard. They don't get their legislation passed. And that's what happens when you elect Democrats in Pima County.
This is the same Republican Party that put Frank Antonori up there from Pima County. And Frank Antonori tried to pass more anti-Pima County, anti-Southern Arizona, anti-Tucson legislation than any other legislator in this state. And I reject that argument. It depends on who you're sending up there. Are they for Southern Arizona or are they for Phoenix? That's my issue.
Well, that's Paul's interpretation. The fact is,
it doesn't matter whether they're a D or an R by their name. If they're for Southern Arizona, I want them up there. I don't mind that.
25 years of Democrat leadership here in this city. All of the legislation that I think Paul refers to were reforms to bring Tucson back into the 21st century with respect to how cities and states act in relationship with one another.
Vail, the incorporation, that's kind of the big kind of county issue on the ballot tomorrow. How do you see that going, Bruce Ash?
If I were living in Vail, and lots of people live out there and love Vail, the reason you moved to Vail was to get the hell away from the city of Tucson and avoid somebody looking over your shoulder every time that you do something at home. So here we are. A group has put this group together to incorporate. I don't think it's going to pass.
Well, you know, one of the things is Vail incorporating its own city. I don't have anything against that. And there's a positive towards more people being incorporated in Pima County. We are one of the largest counties with the largest number of people in unincorporated mm-hmm. areas. And because of that, we don't get near as much money back from the state in terms of our taxes
right.
than incorporated areas, mostly up in Phoenix and Maricopa County. And so in a lot of ways, I kind of root for incorporation at any level in this county so that we can get more of our tax dollars back from the state.
And that is a symptom mm-hmm. of the cancer that exists within City of Tucson government and has existed for so long. Nobody wants – there was a time from the 50s onward where people wanted to be annexed into the City of Tucson. That doesn't exist anymore, and the City of Tucson is what's caused the problem that we have in Pima County with state revenue sharing.
Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, I hope it's a very good week for both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bill.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging service, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Wall and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Colonel Martha McSally is in the house. She will be coming up next with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, if you'd like to talk.
The jet engines are warming up now.
The jet engines are revving up. Yeah, we'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's the largest anti-American rally that's been seen in the Iranian capital in years. Tens of thousands of demonstrators joined today in the chants of Death to America, marking the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Officials say a high school teacher who was shot and wounded Friday at LAX has now been upgraded to good condition. A Connecticut University campus has been on lockdown today after reports that an armed man was spotted there. Central Connecticut State University declared a campus emergency. Students urged to remain inside buildings. Stocks modestly higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up about 13 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 10 points, and the S&P 500 Index trading 5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust.
That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Stop by the Rug Gallery showroom and see one-of-a-kind new and antique quality rugs during the 26th anniversary sale now underway. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Joining me in studio, retired Air Force Colonel Martha McSally, the first American to fly in combat since the 1991 lifting of the prohibition of women in combat. Colonel McSally flew A-10 aircraft over Iraq and Kuwait in support of Operation Southern Watch. She is also the first woman to command a U.S. Air Force fighter squadron, the 354th Fighter Squadron, based at Davis Mountain Air Force Base here in Tucson. In 2001, she successfully sued the Pentagon over requiring that she wear the traditional black Muslim cloaks off the base. Prior to her run last year for Congress as a Republican in Arizona's 2nd District, where she was narrowly defeated by Democrat Ron Barber, McSally was a professor of National Security Studies at the George C. Marshall Center in Germany. Martha, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
It's good to see you again. It's been a couple of weeks, a few weeks anyway, since you made the official announcement that you will try to win a rematch with Congressman Barber. How would you characterize Mr. Barber's performance representing the people of District 2?
Well, Mr. Barber's been a bureaucrat and a staffer for his whole life. And so when I'm out talking to people, you know, they're not impressed with how he's conducting himself because he's just not a leader. He's basically a bystander in a lot of ways. If you see what comes out of his mouth, he talks about all the things that are wrong with D.C. as if he's not there, you know, and part of the problem. He votes, you know, defensively because he knows this is a center, slightly right district. So he crosses over and votes with the Republicans, quite frankly, when the votes often don't matter because they're not going to see the light of the day in the Senate, and he thinks that'll help him in this rematch race. And, you know, so he's just trying to keep his job, basically, is how he's coming across to the people I'm talking to.
In order to get to that rematch, you must first beat Republican primary in the primary against Ed Martin. Mr. Martin, who was on our program last week, has worked on Capitol Hill as a staffer and a staffer in the New York legislature. When I asked him about you. He said he has no idea what you stand for.
Well, I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous, but that's what people do when they're, you know, in a position where they're going against someone who's, you know, clearly got the advantage. I mean, we've been through two Republican primaries. I went through, I think, 10 debates in the first Republican primary for the special election. You know, we've asked in two debates in the general election. I've had plenty of editorial board interviews, plenty of radio interviews. So I guess he just hasn't done his research. I've been pretty straightforward about what I stand for, and that's fighting for the people of Southern Arizona first and foremost, having servant leadership as a mindset when you go to Washington, D.C., as opposed to trying to save your job and get reelected, which is really a big part of the problem we have in D.C. right now. You know, and we can start going through the issues if you want to, but, yeah, you know, well, I do believe...
Well, give us a couple of your top priorities.
Sure. I mean, jobs and economic security is still the number one priority in this community. And, you know, people are struggling because... Washington, D.C., quite frankly, keeps kicking the can, right? And so they're not bringing economic certainty for us for the future. So you have small businesses that are maybe able to expand, but they're not willing to expand because they're not sure what's coming next. Same thing with our larger businesses in town. We now have, obviously, concerns over the future of the A-10 and Davis-Monthan. We've got, you know, people concerned that their kids are graduating from college at the U of A, and then they leave town because there's no good jobs here. Many of them are moving back into their with their parents and working in, you know, services industries and things that they're much overqualified for. And so this uncertainty is what's really impacting. People are not spending their money the way they should. They're not able to get the jobs and the job training that they need. So first and foremost, Washington, D.C. needs to do their job so that we settle things down and we realize, hey, we're on a budget, we're addressing our debt, and we're able in a very predictable way through some of the things that need to be reformed, like our taxes and immigration and all that. You know, we put things at ease so that businesses can start hiring again and growing again. People can start feel that confidence to spend their money. So, I mean, this is like the larger issue going on in D.C.
All right. So you put... jobs and economic security
Absolutely.
At the top of the list. We have a couple of callers on hold, but before I go to them, Rose, I do want to put a Facebook, have a couple of Facebook comments and questions. A Rob on the Buckmaster Facebook page asks, is Martha McSally a carpetbagger or a real candidate?
Oh,
and Rob is saying that you're not from the state and not familiar with the majority of the district.
Well, I think many people in Arizona are not from the state originally, which is one of the great things about our state, right? We have people who are fifth-generation Arizonans combined with others that have moved in here. Look, I served 26 years in uniform. I first came to Davis-Monthan when I chose to fly the A-10 over every other fighter I was offered in the inventory. I bought my house in 1994 here. I had four assignments here. So in my 22 years as an officer, I spent 9.5, almost 10 years stationed here, which I kept asking to come back. Other times I was ordered away in order to protect our nation. So, you know, and then when I went to be a legislative fellow and I had a choice to serve any of the 535 members of Congress, I worked for Senator John Kyle so I could continue to fight for Arizona. So, I mean, I've had the Tour de Tucson Mountains bike race named after me, dedicated to me. I've won the YWCA Women on the Move and the University of Arizona Women Who Lead. I've been actively involved in this community for the years that I've been here, and I am proud to call myself a Southern Arizonan.
Martha McSally is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Now let's go to the live line. Chris is up first. Chris, you're with Martha McSally. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call,
uh-huh.
Bill. Yes, Colonel McSally, thank you for your service to this great country. Obviously, you are a fighter pilot, and I'm assuming you support women in combat on the ground level. Would that be a correct statement?
Well, women are in combat on the ground level, and they are showing great valor and capability and actually criticality in what they're doing, especially in counterinsurgency situations when we're trying to win over 100% of the population. We can't do it with just men. So, you know, I support having the best, most capable military that we can have based on setting standards and a meritocratic approach. I know it's kind of a big word, but and you know that we make sure we set standards and we pick the best man for the job, even if it's a woman.
Okay, Matthew is up next, and Matthew, you're with Colonel McSally.
Yes, and again, I want to thank Colonel McSally for her service to our country, and also for attending the World War II Memorial. I hear she was there.
Yes, I was in my uniform. It was an awesome opportunity to give honor where honor is due, finally, for those Tucsonans and those in Pima County who gave the ultimate sacrifice in World War II.
Colonel McSally, when your opponent was on, I got a chance to ask him about his position on earmarks. I will tell you that I'm not sure he actually answered the question because he did have limited time, but yep. He wasn't willing to give a yes or no. So I'm not right. asking you if you want to give a yes or no on earmarks, but have you thought about earmarks
oh, yeah.
and how they have both a positive and negative right. effect on districts?
Absolutely.
And I'll let you answer. Thanks.
Yeah. So, you know, when I worked for Senator Kyle for a year, and again, if you look at kind of what the purity of the process is supposed to be, you know, as people, as representatives are advocating and are fighting for the things that matter for their districts, and by the way, providing oversight to federal agencies, you know, the intent of saying specifically, hey, we're not just going to give you a $1 jillion budget, certain, you know, whatever agency it is, we're going to, you know, give you some direction as to how you can and cannot spend it. I mean, that is a primary job of Congress in their role of oversight of federal agencies, because otherwise you just give them a big budget and then they can run amok with it and you don't provide that direction. What's happened over time, as we all know, is earmarks just became the pork barrel politics of everybody just putting in their projects that are not good for the country overall, and are, you know, their special interests, or giving projects back to donors and all that kind of stuff. And that, quite frankly, is borderline on corruption, right? So, you know, the issue is, again, who's in Washington, D.C. and how are they conducting themselves, and whether they're doing it with, you know, the nation and service to what's right first, as opposed to cronyism. So, I mean, we've now had to we've had a moratorium on them all together to roll it back, which I agree based on the circumstances. But if we really had people that were public servants there trying to do the right thing, I think there could be the leeway of the capability to use those as an oversight mechanism, as long as that is not abused.
All right. I want to go back to Chris. Chris actually had a follow-up on women in combat, and we try to be very accommodating here on the Buckmaster Show to our callers. Quickly, Chris, your follow-up.
Thanks for taking the follow-up. Yes, Colonel, would you support a drafting of women, since you do believe that they are already on the ground during combat? Do you believe that they should be drafted? And if so, would you support that bill or even propose that bill?
Well, again, there's a separate discussion over whether, you know, people believe we should be having men still signing up for selective service, and whether we should ever be, you know, drafting our men into combat. But if you want to make the argument that signing up for selective service is part of your role of citizenship, that if the nation needs you in a national crisis in whatever capacity, that we need to call you to do that. And as an example, World War II. Mm-hmm. You know, we had women serving in all sorts of capacities. They weren't drafted, but we were using them in many capacities. So if you make the argument that it's tied to your citizenship responsibility, then I think that is an equal opportunity responsibility for men and women. That doesn't mean, you know, you've got, you know, young 18-year-old women who are unfit that are going to be drafted in the infantry. I mean, the tooth-to-tail ratio in our military is very small number are actually in those combat positions. And if you can do a job that you are best equipped for that helps the effort, regardless of what you bring, then I think that needs to be brought across the board, not just 50% of the population.
All right. We have a full board of callers, but we do need to take a break so we can let you hear from the people who make this program possible. We ask that you support them. We'll be right back with Colonel Martha McSally.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They have the Fiber Arts Festival coming up November 15th and 16th, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City. Lots of great places to stay, including Faywood Hot Springs, Georgetown Caverns, Cabins, and Casitas de Gila. You can find out more at their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Colonel Martha McSally is with us, Republican candidate in the Congressional District Number 2. Quick Facebook question for you. This comes from John. Why should people vote for you since the Republican Party doesn't appear to be serious about governing?
Well, I would hope people would vote for an individual, and I believe one person can make a difference. So there's lots of dysfunction right now, and it doesn't look like either party, quite frankly, is interested in governing. And I'm a very pragmatic, solution-oriented person, and that's one reason why I'm stepping up to serve, because I want to get them back to governing again.
All right. To the live line we go. Joe will be up first. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you being there. I had no idea you were teaching in national security class, but what comes to mind when I hear that is the whole Ed Snowden, and yesterday Senator Surveillance Dianne Feinstein just pushed through bulk data collection on all Americans. And this profile, detailed profile building, it's part of this pervasive weirdness that's
okay.
going on.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is about corporate spying.
Real
this
quickly, because I've got a full board, Joe.
I understand, but this is, and Second Amendment, if you support a Second Amendment, they know all this data about you. Whatever happened to reasonable suspicion, and whatever happened to Republicans really stepping up to the pump and being relevant like that last Facebook question was?
Yeah, thanks. First of all, if you were asking about my position on Second Amendment, I'm a very strong Second Amendment supporter. I was endorsed by the NSA in the last election, and I'm sorry, not the NSA. Oh, my God. The NRA. Sorry, we're just talking about the NSA. I was endorsed by the NRA in the last election, and I will continue to fight for our constitutional rights there. And I agree with you, Joe. I mean, what's been going on, it should be alarming to Americans that we've got our privacy, just our personal constitutional protections are really under assault here. And we need to be cognizant of that, and we need people that are fighting for that. Security at all costs is not the solution for our nation if we've had to give up our personal liberties. And having fought in the security establishment before, I get how bureaucracies can sometimes hide behind things, and they need more and more and more, you know, in order to make sure that we're secure. So I promise you that I will be fighting for those things. And as we're balancing, you know, protecting us from terrorist attacks and the other threats that we have to balance that with the protection of our privacy and our own constitutional rights.
And so far, the NSA has not started
endorsing. No, the NSA has not endorsed me.
Endorsing candidates.
Oh, I'm sure they're reading my emails.
Yeah.
Though, so.
Jim is up next. I think it's Jim Kelly. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Colonel McSally. Listen, I have, a really huge problem with our budget being created on continuing resolution.
Yep.
What will you do to stop the continuing resolution, by the way, which would solve a lot of the overreach
yep.
of agencies like
I
the
agree.
NSA,
yep.
which is their birthday today, by the way.
Yep. No, I totally agree. I mean, this gets back to Congress is failing to do its job. It has not passed a budget, as everyone knows, in, over 5 years. It hasn't passed appropriations bills, not one of them this year, and very few in years past. And we get into this continuing resolution which is you don't then have the mechanism to provide oversight to reel in the federal agencies. And actually, as someone who's been in the Defense Department, when we're operating under CRs, you can't plan effectively. You can't plan for new projects, and you actually end up spending more in the long run than if you were just able to plan appropriately with an appropriations bill. So, I mean, what I'm going to do is do my part to fight to make sure that Congress does its job. You know, it certainly would be great that if Congress didn't get paid or some other mechanism, if they didn't actually pass a budget every year and pass their appropriations bills. We just got to bring the right mindset to Washington, D.C. Every 435 of them are up for re-election this year. People who are willing to step up and do their job, even if you have to bridge a great canyon between the two sides, you still pass those appropriations bills every year so that there can be good planning.
All right. We go to Andrew on the Buckmaster Live line. Go ahead, Andrew. You're with Colonel McSally.
Hi. Good afternoon, Colonel, and thank you for your time and your service.
Sure.
I just have a few questions about the A-10.
Sure.
Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about the future of the A-10, and I was just wondering, what are your opinions about the A-10, and what is the real significance and importance here
yep.
for Davis-Monthan moving
yep.
forward?
Thank you very much. For those who don't know, I flew the A-10. I have 325 combat hours in the A-10 to include Iraq and Afghanistan. I was the commander of the one deployable A-10 squadron here at Davis-Monthan that's responsible to deploy anywhere in the world on 24 hours notice. Look, there's no other airplane in our inventory like the A-10, whose job is to show up when Americans are on the ground under fire in very complex situations that are fluid and provide that close support to them where there's a high risk of fratricide and civilian casualties. No other plane can do it. So there's two issues here that, for those who are not aware, the Air Force is likely, if sequestration goes through, to be getting rid of the A-10 in the next fiscal year. So there's two issues. One is that is bad for our military. That's bad for those who are on the ground under fire who need to make sure they have the capability overhead that's going to keep them alive. So we've got to keep the A-10 on the books. It eventually was going to be replaced by the Joint Strike Fighter, but the Joint Strike Fighter cannot do the mission like that. So we have got to fight for the A-10 because it's the right thing to do for those on the ground. Secondly, if the A-10 were to go away, we have three squadrons here. And so the economic impact, $1.6 billion for this community, would be devastating. And then Davis-Monthan becomes at risk to be closed in the next round of base closures, which are not on it's not on the schedule right now, but could happen as early as 2017. So this is a pretty big deal to our nation and to our community. And we can talk about it after the break. But Barber's been asleep at the wheel. I was the one who alerted in an op-ed on this, and Barber didn't even know what was going on. And now he's trying to cover his tracks, and he's on the Armed Services Committee.
All right. Your website for folks who would like to find out more?
Sure. www.mcsallyforcongress.com, F-O-R spelled out.
You're a huge animal welfare rights person, and on Facebook, you have been trying to find a home for Noah.
Yes. Noah is a dog I came across at Lackland Air Force Base at my nephew's graduation from basic training. He's a wonderful little dog. He's been through hell. And
One eye.
He's a pit mix, and he's just a wonderful little lover, very loyal. He needs to be an only child, and he's got some special needs, but you will really love him.
Where is he?
He's at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. He's considered a hidden gem. He's not in the normal adoption area, and I just love this guy. I went to walk him yesterday, and he just really needs a home, so please find it in your heart to give him a chance.
All right. I hope we get a home for Noah. Thank you very much, Colonel McSally.
Awesome.
Good
Thanks,
seeing
Bill.
You. Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. The John C. Scott Show, 3 to 5 this afternoon on this very radio station, KVOI, and then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.